I'll just revise. Please go to your first page. In that, see, we are seeing the seven temples of Vrindavan this time. The first temple is Madan Mohan, Shishirada Madan Mohan. It belongs to Sanatana Goswami. And Shishirada Govind belongs to Shishirada Gopinath, Shishirada Raman, Shishirada Gokulananda, Shishirada Damodar, Shishirada Shyam Sundar,
Shyamananda Pandit.
Okay, so today I'll tell you the pastime of Shishirada Gokulananda. Okay, it belongs to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Okay, and about Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, first I'll tell about him. So all of you sit like this, like me, if you want to get good qualities. If you'll sit anyhow, I'll feel okay, you want bad qualities only, I'll not obstruct you. If you want qualities like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, sit like me. So, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it is the meaning of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is one who gives devotion to Vishwanath. Vishwanath is the Lord of universe. And Chakravarti is the meaning is he spreads the circle of bhakti. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He's a very great devotee. You know how he is to read Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is, see, there are children, there are these scriptures. One is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the instructions given by Lord Krishna to Arjuna 5000 years ago. Bhagavad Gita is the instructions given by Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is about Krishna. There are 18,000 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Now let me revise. Bhagavad Gita, how many verses are there?
17.
And Srimad Bhagavatam?
18,000.
Please pay attention. So, this, because it's very important for all of us. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, when he is to read Srimad Bhagavatam, listen. When he used to read Srimad Bhagavatam, he was so absorbed. Even if it was blazing sun, when it was extremely hot, he was not at all disturbed. He was just absorbed in reading. And once a king passed from there, when a king went from there, he saw how is this, he's so much absorbed. And just after some time, it started raining very heavily, torrential rain. And there was flood everywhere. And this king was in a palanquin. You know what is a palanquin?
Yes. It's
a palki in which, you know, four people carry the king. Now, this king, because it started raining, it started flooding, he was getting wet and he didn't know where to go. But at the same time, what? He saw Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who was sitting as it is and reading Bhagavatam there. It was flooding everywhere, it was raining everywhere, but not a drop touched Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This is absorption in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is about Krishna. It is about the Supreme Lord. Here we are discussing about the Lord. So this is for our good. If we just giggle over here and laugh over here and all, we are laughing. We are cheating ourselves. What is the purpose of coming here? Because we want to hear about Krishna and improve ourselves. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was such a great personality. And not only that, please pay attention. One more thing. Now there was a Brahmin. And he had this deity, Radha Gokulananda. All of you tell?
Radha Gokulananda.
And that deity he was worshipping. One day in the dream, that deity, Gokulananda, he came and told to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, to the Brahmin, that I want to be worshipped by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Try to understand. The Lord wants to be worshipped by this devotee. Such a great devotee he is. The Lord told to the Brahmin, you take me to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I want him to worship me. I think many of you don't understand English. Main chahta hoon ki ye Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur jo bhakt hai, wo mera seva kare. Wo meri puja kare. To kitne bade bhakt hai, aap thoda vichar karo. भगवान चाहते कि ये भक्त मेरी सेवा करे. So this Brahman took that deity and he went to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and he told him that please take this deity, he wants. You know what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur told? You want to listen?
Yes.
He told, no, I will not worship.
Because I am not pure.
No, that is one thing. He said, I must renunciate. I am a monk. I am a sannyasi. So I don't have anything to worship him. I cannot. I won't be able to worship him. So you take him back. A Brahman took the deity back. And then again in that night dream, the Lord came to him. He said, you take me again to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He said, no, I will not go now. Because I went, I told him to take the deity, but he is not ready to take the deity, so I will not go. So Lord said, no, tomorrow you go, it will be different. The behavior will be different. So then listening to the Lord's order, he went. And that same night, the Lord went to the dream of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and he told them that I want you to worship me. Main chahta hoon ki aap meri puja kare. When he told this, then Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur told, my dear Lord, I won't be able to worship you properly. I don't have anything. The Lord said, no. However you worship me, it's okay. Whatever way you worship me, it's okay. Just see, Bhagavan is coming and telling him. Such a great personality Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is. So, then the next day this Brahman took the deity to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He said that the Lord has told. Then he said, okay, he took the deity and there is this temple, Radha Gokula Nanda, where Lokanath Goswami was worshipping his deity Radha Vinod. There, along with that, he kept this deity of Gokula Nanda. Till today, in that temple, these deities are there. And now all of you pay attention. In this temple is very auspicious. There are so many deities. One is, sometime I'll tell you in detail about each and every deity and each and every acharya related. But for now, at least know the names. Why do I tell you to tell these names? Because even by telling their names, we get so much blessings. Even if we are worst, even if we are the most bad person. But still, just by telling their names. Okay, so the first one is, the first deity which came is Srila Narottam Das, Srila Lokanath Goswami. Tell.
Srila Lokanath Goswami.
Radha Vinod deities.
Radha Vinod deities.
That is the first one. Then comes Narottam Das Thakur. Srila Narottam Das Thakur.
Srila Narottam Das Thakur.
His deity is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
The first one was what?
Radha.
Worshipped by
Lokanath Goswami.
And the second one was which deity?
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Then the next one is, after that comes Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Gokulananda. Radha Gokulananda, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Radha Gokulananda, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And then after that, Baladev Vidya Bhushan, Shishi Vijay Govind. And there is one more deity. So this four sets can be revised again. Lokanath Goswami, what is the deity? Then next. Radha Gokulananda, who worships? And then worship
Vijay
Govind. Sometime I'll tell you the story. This Vijay Govind, now your teachers dictate to you notes, isn't it? Like that, Krishna dictated notes to Baladev Vidya Bhushan. And then he wrote a commentary called Govinda Bhashya. Can you imagine? They are such great personalities. Your teachers dictate to you. But your Lord Krishna is dictating to Baladev Vidya Bhushan. Such a great personality. And there is one more deity. That deity is of Shaligram Srila, of Govardhan. And that Srila was worshipped by Raghunath Dasa Goswami. Why worshipped by?
Raghunath Dasa Goswami.
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the ones who don't know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Lord Krishna himself. Now, Lord Krishna, he gave Bhagavad Gita. What is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? It is surrender unto me, right? But we don't know how to surrender. So the Lord Himself comes and teaches us how to be a devotee, and that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Krishna, He taught Bhagavad Gita. The first day when I started the class, I said that Bhagavad Gita is a manual for our life.
Yes.
And Srila Prabhupada is the only Acharya who teaches us how to live Bhagavad Gita. Then only we'll have a successful human life. Otherwise, we'll be animals. So, Srila Prabhupada, Krishna taught this. But after he ended the pastimes, he went to the spiritual world. He thought that nobody is following Bhagavad Gita. So, he himself came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us how to be a devotee. So that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was always in tears because he was thinking of Krishna all the time. And because of tears, he had this Sheela in his hand, and that the fingers and all, they were wet, and there was an impression of his finger on that Sheela. And that Sheela is there in this temple. Now which temple I am talking about? Radha Gokula Nanda. And in this temple, in the other side, there are samadhis,
yes,
of Lokanath Goswami, of this
Vishwanath
Chakravarti Thakur. All their samadhis are there. So this is a very glorious temple. Shishi Radha Gokulananda Dev ki.
Jai.
Shishi Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
Shishi Radha Vinodji ki.
Jai.
Shri Vijay Govindji ki.
Jai.
Govardhan Shaligram Srila ki.
Jai.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
So this is one of the temples.